League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I want some of Cora from the Madea movie.
Cora lost a little weight. Well, you see Cora? Cora look right, but you tripping, boy. I tell Cora fat ass up, boy. I have her in that bitch screaming high notes and shit, all type of shit. You tripping. My celebrity crush used to be Megan Thee Stallion, you know, but she been going viral too much with her feet. And like, her feet bigger than mine. See, I wear 11 and a half, so her feet can't be close to mine. You got to at least have an 8. Like, you got to be like 3-4 sizes down for me. See, it look like she can fit my shoes. Like, she been wearing my Adidas and shit. That's how her feet look. Her shit, you laughing, but her feet kind of rough, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. So I can't really, like, she have to have some socks on and bend over from the back, because I know that shit thick, though. So I probably, you feel me? I probably can't look down at them shit, but that shit thick, though. I'll tell Queen Latifah ass up, too.
Oh, you wearing them suits like Johan. Oh, no, you want them little hair tongue braids like Ampan. Oh, you trying to get you a little stud like Devin Han.
Young nigga from the north side, I never been capping. Duval nigga, I'm never ducking that action. I pull up in that whip, niggas know what I be blasting. Random ass podcast, no fuck nigga be snapping. I don't know if it's me, but I'm the realest nigga of the week. Disagree, they gon' have to come and get their ass beat. Bare beneath, put that boy 6 feet deep. I had Joe zip him up when they say that nigga deceased. And pay Deacon Ample Rat to go slide to the wake and preach. Thanksgiving at Devin crib, but sub is what he eat. Niggas been lame. Can I get a lean ass nigga? Nigga, you ain't a fan of the pot of green egg, nigga. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing.
All right, man. Another episode, Random Acts of Podcast, man. We all the way out here in fucking Fort Lauderdale. I know y'all looking at it. Y'all like, nigga, where the fuck you niggas at right now, man?
Yeah, man.
We ain't in the usual location, man. We out here for Art Basel, man. But while we out here in Art Basel, I said, man, I had to pull up on one of my favorite. Nigga, I don't want to disrespect you, bro. I don't want to call you an IG comedian. Content creators,
entertainer, you don't really know how to, whatever a bit want to call me. It's all right.
One of my favorites on the IG shit, man. Popping on Randy.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Nah, you just call me one of your favorites. That love, nah.
Right? You,
yeah, Elm put me on to you, man.
Nah,
Elm put me on to you, man. He was like, yo, you got to check him out, man. This nigga funny as hell. So
you fucking with my shit,
man? 100%. 100%.
That's real. Nah, I mean, I'm doing something right then.
Yeah, I'm gonna say who my two favorites is, man. And y'all niggas done tapped in. I think y'all low-key had a battle on IG one time. That nigga Don Terrio Hun done.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy. We yeah. Had, I ain't gonna lie, that nigga fucked me up once. That nigga said, your face made out of Cadillac seat. But said, that shit made out of 100% Swisher. I said, damn.
I don't know how many times y'all niggas went at it, but like it was one time. Y'all had just like one random-ass nigga in it. But it was you. Y'all was like zoning that third nigga out. And you and, like, Don Terrio was going at it. I feel like you was getting with his ass.
Oh, yeah, you know I get with him.
Because I felt like, because at first I felt like that nigga, like, Don Terrio, that nigga was, like, the goat at that shit. But, like, you was getting with that nigga. And I was like, man, they don't do, like, a versus, like, roasting for niggas. But I like, if they did a versus, y'all niggas going at it.
Yeah,
round for round, that'd be, like, some heavyweight shit.
Yeah, that'd be some heavyweight shit. Me, him, you got it for a girl hero, too.
I ain't tapped in. I got tapped in with
a girl hero. That's my dog, even Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got to tap in with them, man. But like I said, man, we got Popping on Randy in the building, man.
Yo, what's happening?
If we not in Duval right now, and it's not our soundboard, I would give you a round of applause. But I'm just gonna have to give you.
So talk to us, man. How long you been doing the whole content creation?
Ain't gonna lie, I've been doing it. I used to upload just fucking around when I was in the hood, like 2016. I was doing it a little bit on Twitter 2015, but you know, I was just bullshit. I ain't know nothing about what was going on. I ain't know I was making content. But 2018, that's when, like, I caught, like recognition from a couple of people. So that's when I started taking serious after 2018.
Yeah. You remember your first skit off the top of your head?
Yeah, my first skit was a basketball skit. So basically, I got, like, a suit top jacket on, some gym shorts. And I'm putting my Adidas shoes on. Sometimes, you know, I'm talking shit, like, man, I'm finna be one of the greatest, man. I'm telling you, man. They dead fly as hell, man.
Yeah.
I'm dribbling the ball. I'm looking at the basketball goal. So I'm going up. I think I was trying to dunk or lay it up. And somebody just came from out the blue and just smacked that shit and, like, canceled my whole dream. I ain't make that skit up. My homeboy came up with the idea. But when I posted it, it did a good amount of views and comments. So I was just like, okay.
I was running with it.
Nigga, how did your homeboy, like, talk you into it? Or did he even have to talk you into it?
Nah, he didn't have to talk me into it. Cause to be honest, my homeboy, he was a cameraman. So, I wasn't doing skits at that time. I was just walking around cracking on people, like, doing the roast shit.
Yeah.
So, he was like, man, the roast shit good, but you need to start doing skits. Because you start doing skits, that'll bring you, like, music video appearance. You might get movies and shit like that. You just got to take it serious. So, when he showed me, he was telling me, like, I'm going to show you how to do your first skit. And you just come up with ideas from there. So he showed me that. Once he showed me that, I like, I bet I know how to rip it now. You just piece it together.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite ones I was watching of you is the Get the Fuck Out the Way prank.
Oh, yeah. I was in Walmart.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious, man.
Yeah, I did that for YouTube. It's crazy because I don't really, like, YouTube. It's a bunch of kids on there, so they got a lot of restriction. Instagram do too. Everything got a lot of restriction now, but you know, YouTube more like serious. So
yeah.
Every time I post something on there, my content, 9 times out of 10, it'll get flagged or something like that. So I just be like, I ain't really messing with it. But I got a YouTube homeboy, his name Suave J. That's my dog. And he was just like, man, you need to start doing YouTube shit. She said, I'll tell you what, like, I help him with his YouTube thing, then we'll go to Walmart. And we'll just mess around in Walmart. He'll throw some of the clips in his YouTube video. Yeah. Like, cause he might have a different YouTube idea, but he just throw them clips as extra clips for people to keep watching his shit. Then he'll add all the clips from Walmart together. Then he'll put it on my YouTube. So that's how that came about.
I feel that. Y'all did a good job doing the shit, man. Yeah. Like, that was a good-ass skit. And I know the reactions was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was funny. See, I like shit like that. I like to get people natural reaction. I don't really too much like the stage. Sometimes I might stay. I probably done stage. Out of all of my videos, I probably done stage like probably 5 of them.
Yeah. Because I was on your YouTube. Because I'm going to be honest, dog. I'm so used to your IG and shit. I didn't really know you had a YouTube.
Right.
And like, you don't even really post on that. You got a bunch of subscribers on that motherfucker. Yeah. Just chilling.
So it's crazy. I was used to post on that shit heavy, but my Instagram got deleted. I just said, man, fuck all this shit. I wasn't on none of that social media shit. But it was just one video from when I used to bleed Instagram heavy, I used to always, like, post it on YouTube, too. So it was one video. It got, like, 5 million views. But, you know, you can't really make no money off it like that because they just added the shorts.
Yeah.
Right,
so that video probably, like, 30 seconds, but it got, like, 5 million views. I'm like, damn, what the fuck?
That shit crazy. YouTube, they telling people, like, do shorts. They said they ain't even trying to pay nobody on shorts till like February. So it was
that's
like,
crazy.
It's like niggas trying to push the shorts, but you ain't really getting paid off them for real.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, fuck it. I always stayed on Instagram. Cause even on Instagram, they just not added the feature where you can get paid for your views.
Right.
Yeah.
But before then, I was making money off like people booking me for like hosting.
Right.
Or like come on podcasts or like post promotional posters or something like that.
Sure.
So that's why I was just like, fuck, I'm already hot on Instagram. I'm making money on Instagram doing this right here. Why try to adapt and tap into another lane?
Right.
Yeah.
So when you knew, like, at what point did you knew, like, damn, I'm blowing up off this shit?
I been knew, like, I was blowing up because, to be honest, I was already known from, like, schools and shit. Like, being in school, and then when I got older, I used to, like, hang out older clubs and shit. I used to fight a lot, shit like that. So I was already known, but I always been, like, a class clown. Like, since school, I always been an ass. So, like, I was smart, but it just, like, I was an ass. So it's, like, that made me dumb. Like, my teacher always get mad about that. So when I started doing that shit on Instagram, motherfuckers already know me for being an asshole. So that's really what it was. But then the more I went to doing it, because I was doing it, But it was like one dude from my hood, his name Mr. Levels, he was doing shit too. He had got like recognition from Young Jeezy and shit like that. So now just cracking on him.
That's a nigga that be wearing the white ass boots.
Nah, let's stay focused.
Oh, stay focused. Yeah, he's stay funny focused. As fuck too.
Yeah.
I'm a dog, Mr. Levels. So when I used to crack on him, then I used to get like his following. So that's when people went to tapping in on me. Then I started like cracking on other people, like just going around cracking on people. Then I went to doing skit. That's when I got like recognition. I'm like, okay, I'm doing a little something right now because my followers is building up.
Damn. You said you was a dumb kid? You was one of them niggas failing the FCAT? Because I failed that bit.
I ain't gonna lie, I never passed FCAT.
Damn. Neither one of them math reading?
I think I passed math before.
They tried to throw us at the last minute. They tried to throw science in there on a nigga. Like,
yeah,
come on, bro.
I was like, get that shit out of here.
I ain't too good in science either. I'm good in science a little bit, but like the labs and shit like that, I can do that. But with the tests, I ain't really good with the tests. Yeah, so, that shit, that's too much knowledge. You got to do too much thinking and shit.
Yeah, I heard the young niggas, they ain't even got to do the FCAT no more.
Nah, they don't. They changed that.
I think
that.
They took the FCAT away. They had to, bitch. Who was passing that shit? You got to have a 3.0 or higher. Bitch, with 3.0 still wasn't passing. I'm in high school. I got intensive reading. Bitches in there with 3 point something, they can't pass FCAT.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Florida was fucked up for a minute. That's why George Bush had to come down with that No Child Left Behind shit.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't passed the FCAT, you can't graduate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I passed ACT, though, my reading. That's how I graduated. I got my credit for reading by passing that.
I think I took that bit, bro.
I ain't take it.
Because they say you go to a community college. See, I don't fuck with school like that. So they said, if you go to a community college, you got to make sure you pass the FCAT. So I said, let me go ahead and pass that bit.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah. I went to community college, too.
What college you went to?
I went to Broward College.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie, I dropped out, though.
Why you dropped out, the motherfucker?
Like I said, I was in that shit. Like, when I was in college, I would still been an asshole on Instagram, but I ain't really take it serious. So I had failed, like, one class. It was thing that was communication and speech. So next thing when I felt it, I really felt it because I had a hoop that my shit was fucked up. So I'm got the mechanic coming to fix it. So I'm seeing that while you're fixing it. Whole time I supposed to be in school to take my exam. I'm like, man, I'll make up for that exam. But I ain't know they don't let you do that like that.
Yeah,
you only got one day to do the exam. So I'm like, damn. Once I felt the class, I got to pay out of pocket to pay the class back. Yep. I'm like, man, fuck that shit, man. That's really want to do the shit no way.
Yeah, bro. They don't be giving in college. They don't give a fuck because, you know, you be seeing, like, them stories, like, oh, the girl be pregnant and she be doing an exam and she be passing and shit.
Yeah.
They're like, you could be in a bed having a baby as long as you got to have your exam and shit in. So they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I ain't really. I said, fuck college. I dropped out of college third semester. Crazy part, I was passing everything else. I had an F in communication. I had a D in psychology. But, you know, if you get a D in psychology, that's still pad. They'll waive it as a C.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really doing good, but I just said, fuck, because it's like, I ain't going to college to be no lawyer, no doctor, or nothing. So, ain't no point. I think I was getting a criminal justice major. I'll go try to be like a probation officer or something. But I ain't really want to do that either. So I just like, fuck.
Nah, you want to just. Yeah, make them. Hey man, them skits popping, so you don't need college.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna say fuck school, but the skits more popping. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, I probably go back if I was to go back, I'd go back for like business or some shit, so I can get more business oriented.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, man: what's your favorite skit that you've done thus far?
Tell mine.
I ain't gonna lie, I got a lot of favorite skits. I can't really cap.
Y'all almost killed that old man you had drinking on the curb.
Nah, we ain't almost killed. That nigga drank every day.
Well, that nigga was almost out of there. At the end of the video when the police came, I say, good Lord.
He got up on the walking. He wasn't trying to get on the ambulance. They took him on the ambulance, though. Nah, that nigga drank sun up to sundown. That's what goes on in the hood. They call him Liverhead for a reason.
Yeah, so, I heard that.
Yeah, for sure.
That nigga tackled them bitches, boy.
Well, what's your favorite skit, Randy?
My favorite skit, I just did one with my dog, Baby Alien. It was like how kids be, we take them to the store.
Oh, I seen that one.
Yeah, so
that was hilarious.
I fucked with that one. I don't know if you seen a while ago, I did a Thanksgiving skit with the girl laying on the table as a turkey.
Okay.
KKVSH. Yeah. I fucked with that one. I did one with my dog, Grandma Baby.
Man, my cousin told me her OnlyFans fire. That's what my cousin told me.
I don't know. I can't say too much. I ain't never seen it. But nah, my dog, Grandma Baby, we done did some shit.
That nigga funny as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. I fucked that boy. That's my dog. I've been to him before we even started doing skits with each other. But we did a little gambling skit. That's my favorite one because it's like some relatable shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. I got
highway.
A couple on. I can name, like, I can go down the road and name which ones I love.
Dog, my favorite one, I feel like you stopped doing these shits, to be honest.
You jumped my dad out of New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I've been at the highlight. I like, man, because I won't be having nobody record me sometime. I'd be like, man, I got to crank them bitches back up.
Yeah,
I know
you bitches
be missing
need
these
to.
Shit. Yeah, I'm
that
I'm,
shit
I'm,
do be funny.
Man, tell me some behind the scenes shit, because you be in the hood with it, dog. Have one ever went wrong?
Couple went wrong. I did one. went wrong because it was like a Spanish dude.
The one with all the tats on him?
Nah, not him. It was another one. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real. The one with all the tats on him was stage.
Oh,
dry stage.
He done broke the fourth wall.
Yeah, I done broke it. I'm gonna let it be known. That one was stage. But I had one. It was like I was in the hood. It was a Spanish dude. It's three. Two on. They like complete like Spanish. And the other one, you could tell he's Spanish, but he Americanized. So we jumping out on them niggas. Them niggas don't speak no English. So we just see the nigga, like, looking. Then he go straight to the trunk.
Oh,
so
shit.
So me, I'm from the hood. You go to that trunk. It's some shit in that trunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ran. When I ran, they called my phone, like, why you ran? Come back. I guess the dude who was recording, they ain't even know that nigga speaks Spanish. So he was basically telling them, they were just like, man, y'all crazy. Y'all can't be doing this shit. And I'm like, man, fuck. That nigga just went in the trunk.
Yeah, nigga ain't taking no chances.
Straight up, boy.
I don't give a damn. I'm gone.
100%.
And then the ones, like, man, the ones when you just randomly just go up to niggas and roast them, dog.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
See, it'd be crazy because I used to like just go to random people, so I used to feel bad. I'm like, damn, I probably hurting these people's feelings. But now, the people who I be going up to now, they be knowing who I am, so they'll open the door first and they'll crack on me first.
When they crack on me,
I'm like, I bet there's some content, right? I ain't put my phone on.
Yeah.
I just did a nigga the other day, nigga work for
Jimmy Jazz.
Not him too.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, but I did another nigga work for Waste Management. Nigga got off it, like, I hit a nigga started cracking on me. But I had busted this glass for this table in my house. I'm trying to go get the glass fit. So I ain't really stunned this nigga. This nigga started cracking on me. So when I hit, I'm like, fuck that shit. I go inside the store. I'm trying to buy the glass. The nigga come inside the store. He go to record me. He cracking on me. So I'm like, oh, he really won't smoke. Right, fuck that shit. I went outside the store. I put my phone down. I go to crack it over here. I'm straight giving it to his ass to the point he like, all right, bro, it's enough now. Fuck that. Bitch, you just fuck with me. Now I'm on your ass.
You remember that time, the one you did when you was roasting a nigga at McDonald's and he tried to pull the shit out of his pocket? That shit was crazy. I think it was like in Tampa or something. Like, you was getting on his ass.
Oh, yeah. I remember he went to put in the, that nigga said, I got Bluetooth for the rock. That nigga.
Yeah, he pulled the shit out of pocket.
He pulled out of the rock. I like, nigga, you gonna get five. Nigga, yeah. Playing around.
Like, nigga,
that nigga got five for real.
He did?
Yeah, he got five.
His dumb ass.
His dumb ass. That shit crazy. That nigga got five for real, boy.
And the ones, you don't even really be posting them. Like, you post it on the story when you just walk around and you be like, show me 100.
Oh, yeah. I slowed down on that because I don't know why I slowed down on that. I'm probably bringing back.
Yeah. That's why I about to ask you when you came in. I was like, show me 100. But I was like, I'm going to leave you alone today, man.
Nah, you had me. I ain't got no 100 on me. All I got in my car.
So let me ask you this, man. When you creating content and such, how much of a, like, inspiration do you pull from other people?
I ain't going to lie. I use other people as, like, inspiration to, like, the work, but to find the idea, that shit be so hard. Like, if I can, like, I done did so much shit, so 9 times out of 10, I'd be burnt out.
Yeah.
So what I do, I might find somebody else. Like, now if you go down my page, now I do a lot of collabs now.
Right.
So what I do, like, because everybody got a special talent. Like, somebody can be used for something, like Babe Alien.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's my boy. You know, he looked like a kid.
The one with the wallet y'all did, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got their own little special, like, hidden talent. So I'm like, damn, he like a baby. We were trying to think of some shit. He thought of the wallet idea. I'm like, okay, that's cool right there. That's some TikTok shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some shit we can use that's going to hit.
Yeah.
So that's when I thought about the when you take a kid to a store idea. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, boom, that's what we go run with right there. Then once we did that shit, I posted that shit, got like 300,000 views, I think, on Instagram, 3 million views on TikTok.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's
up. You've been doing this shit a long time on IG. Were you doing it at the, because you remember first time you could only post like a 15-second video on IG. Were you doing it at that time, or you just, or you did it around the minute mark?
I think I was doing it around the 15. Yeah, I was doing it around the 15-second timing.
Yeah, because I had to ask, because like, I feel like you was doing this shit, like, you and, like, Don Terrio. I'm trying to think of somebody else, but, like, one of the first niggas, like, actually, like, doing the skits for real, for real.
I'm trying to think. Was I doing around the 15-second time? I think I was, but I don't think I was. That's, I think around that time, I was just, like, fucking around. I wasn't really, like, popping and taking it serious, really. I just was bullshitting in the hood. Once they gave it that minute. Yeah. I think, was it a 30 second, then a minute?
What? I think it was 15, 30, then a minute.
Yeah, but once they went to give you that longer time, and then I went to, like, turning up more. Hmm. Yeah, that's how that shit went.
What's your, what's, what do you feel like is your best celebrity roast?
I don't know. I like the one I roasted. I got a couple of them. I ain't gonna lie. Every time I roast Yike, that shit go viral.
That shit funny, yeah.
Every time I crack on him, one time he was kind of like mad about that shit. But he didn't really say nothing. He just like, I'd rather you do it than nigga gonna fuck with, dude.
Yeah. Right,
you
know? Right.
But my best celebrity roast, I ain't gonna lie, Yike, Lil Baby. I just did Roddy Rich not too long ago. He had like a fishnet shirt.
Yeah, that shit
weird. I fucked that one. Like when I did Jack, boy, that shit went crazy. That nigga got a new feeling about that shit.
Oh, you talking about y'all? I think y'all was like in a bathroom or some shit like that.
Nah, I did him split screen.
Split screen. Okay. I think you had roasted a Hot Boy in person, right?
Yeah, that was Hot Boy I roasted. Yeah.
And you did
Julio. That's the one you talking about when I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I did Julio Fulio's too, though, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a couple of people. I did. What, Melly, Fulio, Hot Boy, Jack Boy, Kodak. I done did Ball Greasing. Who else I done did? I done did a few people.
You feel like it's easier working with celebrities than it is like everyday people, or?
Yeah, because a celebrity will get it more. Like, they know the agenda. Like, everyday people, they don't really get it like that. You feel me?
I hear that.
But wait, hold on. I got a question for your question. What you mean by, like, working with a celebrity versus working with everyday people?
So I guess, like, when creating content, like, I know when you're with celebrities, you more so just joking back and forth and such. But I'm saying, is it easier for you to pull material to joke on a celebrity than it is someone you just ran across, or?
Okay. So basically, when I do a celebrity, 8 out of 10, I'm never side by side with a celebrity. So I probably go on their Instagram, like, let's say, like, you know, celebrities wear dumb shit every once in the blue moon. Let's say, like, if they got a ugly-ass outfit on or some gay-ass outfit, like, some shit like that, then somebody will send me that shit, or I'll see it go viral on the blog. Then I, like, take the picture and do a split screen. So I ain't gonna lie, with a split screen, that'd be kind of hard because, like, I think of my jokes off the top of my head. So I record myself, and I go to cracking, but then I go to stuttering.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, like, I want people to hear me clear because I know I got an accent because, you know, Florida, so
right.
I probably re-record it or some shit like that. But versus I do, like, everyday people, that's, like, in person. So I can record you, and I'm still going on top of my head, but I got time, like, to breathe and, like, let it be known, you feel me? So,
yeah.
And I'm getting your natural reaction. So by me cracking on you, they might say something back to me. So they give me time, like, to feed off and say some other shit. So it'll be easier to do the roasting with a person right in front of me.
Yeah, I feel like the roasting in front of niggas is funny because you get they reaction. Yeah. They just be, because you don't really know what to say.
Right.
Because, like, sometimes you want to take it as a good sport, but, like, at the end of the day, you getting your ass killed.
Nah, for sure.
I don't one nigga you said. It'd be funny when you say a word and then you put it in the other part of the roast, like a nigga have on gold boots. You like, damn, them gold ass boots. So you as golden boy?
Nah, for sure. Hey, that shit be crazy. No, another thing too, I'd be like, boy, you got that last shirt on. So, like, other people, they don't know what the fuck I'm saying. You know, they always say last.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying last. I'm saying little ass. Little ass. Boy, you got that little ass shirt. But, you know, we from down here. We don't say the whole word. We just say little. So that shit be crazy. I'd be like, bitch, I ain't saying last. But I'd be like, fuck it. They liking me. I ain't going correctly. Yeah.
It'd be funny, like, when a random nigga, like, you be roasting him, and he be responding, you just, like, let him talk. You like, yeah, then you just start going out.
Yeah. So, when I'm doing that, I only do that because I don't want to just go straight in and I'm roasting. So now it's like with people that are reported, because they'll think like I'm just bullying. But we having a back and forth altercation, then you feel me? You can't really say that's bullying. Like, we both talking shit to each other.
Right. Yeah. I was watching one of your lives, and you had a mixed dude on there rapping.
Yeah.
Nigga, look, you said you kept calling him retarded. You said he looked retarded. That shit had me rolling, but that nigga looked like a big dyke.
Nah, I'm trying to think, man. I done did so much shit. I be forgetting some of the shit.
Man, nigga had braids, man. That shit, nigga started rapping. This nigga Pompano said, man, hey, I'm going to have to get you off my live. Because I can't tell if you serious or if you bullshitting. But, hey, you got to go. That sure. Shit had me rolling. Then you started rapping. Is that something that you secretly want to pursue?
I got to rap a little bit. Like, I won't do no gangster rap because I do funny shit. So we're going to take somebody who be on some jokey, goofy shit, serious on some gangster rap shit. I know how to rap. I done gave a few punchlines before.
If you was to do some gangster rap shit, niggas went back there. Cause we see you in the hood every day.
Yeah,
I did it though. That's crazy. I dropped it. I dropped one, but I ain't really like. I ain't really like my flow. So I'm like, I can't do that. Cause I ain't really got no flow to do no gangster rap. But I do like some funny shit, like a twerk song or some shit like that. Like that, I feel like a twerk song, a TikTok dance song, some shit like that. I can do that. Cause like, you ain't really gotta have a flow. You just be funny and have fun. Yeah.
So is that something that we can look forward to? You got a single coming down the road?
Man, I got a son, man. I uploaded a snippet. That shit got like 700-800 comments. They saying I snap. And that shit got like over almost 200,000 views on my Instagram. I uploaded a snippet. One of my dogs, he a cameraman. He was like, man, we need to shoot a video to it. But I just be like, man, fuck that shit. I be lazy half of the time. Ain't no lie. I ain't really. That shit be crazy. How I used to be, though, I used to be on go, but now I done did so much shit, so I be kind of lazy. But I got to get that drive back going.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Especially you got a YouTube that's just chilling, and that big guy, the amount of subscribers that shit got, like, niggas would kill for that shit.
Like, I'm already knowing. Niggas be like, damn, bro, you don't see what you got. That's money. I'm like, man, fuck that shit, man.
I mean, you done built a good name for yourself. You definitely got the content. You being consistent, so I say go crazy with it, man.
Nah, for sure. I'm from the Star Crane. I told myself that. I say next year I ain't finna be like how I was this year, just chilling, laid back. I can put more money in just if I going to get off my ass and like give it 100%, 120 really.
Nigga, I was crushed when you got your IG taken. So how was it for you when you got your IG taken?
Man. Everybody, you can ask anybody, everybody who I fuck with, once my Instagram get deleted, they hate it. Like, you would think I'd be hurt, they be hurt too, because they like, bro, you don't be the same when your Instagram deleted. Like, you be depressed, you sad, you don't want to do nothing. I'm like, nigga, it's I made money, I ain't trying to get no fucking job. So I'd be like, damn, but it was one time my shit was getting deleted like every other week, but I kept getting it back. My shit got deleted that time. My shit deleted for like 2 years. But I had a backup page with like 15,000 followers. I really ain't make it. It was like supposed to be like a promo fan page of me. Somebody, my homeboy made for me. He was like reposting all my videos on there. So it juiced up to like 15,000. So I was just like, fuck it. I got 15,000 followers right here. Even though the logarithm on there dead, I still got 15,000 followers, so all I got to do is just juice this shit up, people know, man, follow me right here, and then, bitch, I can tweak it. But I had tweaked it like 85,000 before I got my main page back.
Damn, there you go.
Yeah. And now I got two pages.
You know what post did it? That got that shit took it down?
I ain't gonna lie, it don't really be the post. It be people just reporting me.
Oh, just hating and shit?
Yeah, like roasting and shit like that. That's why now when I roast, if I do a jump my daddy at the end of the video, I hurry up and let them know it's a prank. So if it do get taken down, I
appeal
ask them for appeal. 9 times out of 10, they review and get it back to me.
That's crazy. The nigga in the corner store, like, man, that nigga Randy fired my ass up, bro. Let me get his ass up out of here.
Nah, for real. I ain't gonna lie. My shit got deleted since I got it back, though. But one time I got it back by myself, and the other time I had to pay. I done paid it probably like 2 times. 500, and the second time I paid 1,000.
I feel like. And what are you? Who are you paying? You paying just niggas that work for Instagram or some shit? Or
nah, see, I ain't gonna lie. If I knew a nigga work for Instagram, I'd probably never get deleted because my content, like, you know, I'm in the hood, so yeah. I can brush shoulder with these people. Be like, nah, he good. He can post that.
Right.
But because I ain't got nobody on Instagram, it'd be like people who know people who know people.
Yeah, I feel that.
It'd be sometimes you gotta. Like, I done threw money out there, not even knowing. When I picked the thighs, and I threw $500 out there first. Then he got the page back, and I had to send him the other $500. Then when I paid the $500, I paid the $1,000 one time, I paid $500 one time. The dude was like, I'm going to get your page back, and you just send me the $500 when I get it back. So I had something. But I ain't gonna lie, I had one person, they bucked my ass. I had to send money. I done sunk money, and they ain't never get my shit back.
Damn.
That's
yeah,
fucked up.
It was $500. It was some petty shit. So I just like, you know what? That day lost. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. So, 23, year coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
What you got planned?
I ain't even gonna lie. I posted started. I was linking up with these people about this independent film. They want to be in the movie. We'll discuss, like, the pricing and shit.
That was going to be my next question if movies was in the works.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I was supposed to be working on that actually this month right here. They ain't never get back to me. I got to hit them up. But I don't know. I'm going to try to, like, I got my TikTok building up, so that's good. I got, like you say, I got a YouTube, all them subscribers. That shit just, it ain't dead, but people on there waiting for me to upload, so I'm going to start again on top of that. And I'm going to just, like, do more, like, collabs and skits. Probably travel more and do collabs with other influencers.
Yeah, there you go.
You ain't, all your skits so far, you just did them down here in South Florida?
Yeah, South Florida. I ain't never do a skit. No, I lied. I got my boy Pratt City Savage. We did a You Jump My Dad in Alabama.
Oh, that shit got to be crazy in the hood that you ain't been
that's
in.
That's a good spot, too.
I done did some shit in Atlanta, too, with Vicky.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my girl right there. I did one with her in Cali, too. So I done did skits out of town before.
Oh, I remember that Whoa Vicky skit. It was like, what is it? I think you said he got, like, good credit or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember. See, man, I tapped in, bro. I be watching all Randy shit, man.
I see you. Hey, well, that nigga telling me shit. I forgot about it. I know he tapped in.
I watch all that nigga
that
skin,
love
bro.
Right there. He ain't gonna lie.
I watch all that.
Now, you say that's your next coming movie shit. I ain't gonna lie. I wrote a movie. I don't know how I feel about the movie, but I had like 2-3 people read it. They say they liked this shit. So, but I don't know. I just have to figure out like how I'm producing it, really.
You gotta get somebody you don't really know to, for real. Like,
yeah, yeah, that's the best way to gauge it. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm already known, but I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out. But I ain't gonna lie, that's really my real deal goal. Like, I don't run it. Like, people be saying I should try stand up and shit. I done hosted a comedy show. My first time ever, it was last year with DC, That Boy Funny, Fat and Funny. I fuck with it, but I ain't really trying to be on stage. Like, you feel me? All that. I'd rather be in a movie. That way, if I mess up, I got to know I can redo it, you feel me?
That's
really my goal, to be like an actor, like a comedic actor.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so what does a nigga say? Like, man, you don't necessarily got to do a set. Just, like, get on stage for 10 minutes and just, like, fire the crowd up. That's how some comedians, like D.L. Hughley, he do some, like, some stand-up, like, some jokes here and there. But most of D.L. Hughley's shit is roasting the crowd.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Well, I ain't gonna lie, I be shot over. Like, it's crazy. Everybody be like, damn, how the fuck you shot? I be like, bro, I don't know why. Like, I get shot, but if I probably have to drink to, like, get out there. Because everybody be shot. Like, I seen an interview LaBaby say he still get nervous, like, when he about to perform in front of people. You feel me? Like, he say he have to pray and do little shit, like, to get him up out that zone. So, I ain't gonna lie, I be shot. Like, when I hosted the coming show, I was nervous. I'm like, damn, what the fuck I'm finna do? What if I get that damn fuck with me? Then the niggas, it was crazy to put promoters who had got me out my shine, they're like, listen, you in Broward. You from Broward. You from Pompano. Everybody know you already. You already got a following. They know what you do. They ain't expecting you to do nothing but do what you do on Instagram. Right. So, like, you damn sure right. So, I got on that shit. Bitch, you were fucking with me. They were like, I did good. So, but other than that, I be shy. Like, I probably have to break that comfort zone. Once I break it, then I probably can do stand up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stand-up shit kind of weird because they say, like, all the comedians say, like, your first one, you got a bomb. Once you bomb, then you good.
It's up.
But, like, niggas don't want to bomb, bro.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine bomb. That one.
Cause if you bomb, you know, niggas go to social media and shit like that. So like, if I bomb, I already got that platform. Nigga be like, oh, that nigga ain't really funny. I seen him on such that shit. You feel me? So it'd be like, damn, I done bombed.
But I'm going to tell you what, man. Sometimes it takes those trial and error experiences. Look at what Master P's done with all his movies. You know what I'm saying? And where he started from, you know. He struck gold with I Got the Hook Up and shit like that. Yeah. But Hot Boys, you know. But I think that more so like.
Well, I think Hot Boys is the best one.
Yeah, Hot Boys, too far. Yeah, but I think that even before then, people looked at a lot of his films and was like, yo, I never support this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then turned around and was like, all right, you on to something. You know what I mean? So take a little time.
Nah, I get what you're trying to say.
Man, Randy, you know this area more than us, of course. We from fucking Jacksonville, bro. I'm looking outside. I'm seeing white people kayaking and shit. Bruh. Like, is this the rich area or something?
I tell you, we by the beach.
Oh, we by the beach? Okay.
If, once you go over the bridge right here, that's the beach. Like, you on the beach. So, yeah. And it's like a little, it's like a park in this area over here where they do like.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Kayaking and like water activities. And
stuff. Oh, that shit threw me off guard. But let's talk about Pompano real quick, man. Let's go back all the way, man. How was it growing up in Pompano?
I mean, growing up in Pompano, I mean, it's the trenches, so I'm in the hood with it. So, like, you know, it's rough. But at the same time, like, just because it's bad, it don't mean it ain't good. Like, you know, you make good out of any bad situation type shit. So, you know, Little League football, that's the way, you know, when you're growing up as a kid, everybody playing Little League football. You at the park, you hanging out, you practicing, concession stand. And, you know, I'm from the hood. I'm from Pompano. Like, in my hood, we used to, like, walk down 27 now, hang out, shit like that. So, like, growing up, I ain't gonna lie, I had a good, like, growing up experience in Pompano.
That's
like, not even just my hood. Like, I done been, like, old Cayuga City. I'm from Esquire Lakes, though. I'm from Esquire Lakes, but, like, let's say this Esquire Lakes right here, once you cross this line right here, the little line in the table, that's Cayuga City. So I grew up in both parts. I got Cayuga City and Esquire Lakes tattooed on me. I feel like that's where I'm from right there. But I don't like Pine Tree. I don't have my area while I was hanging out across town. I was hanging out old Cayuga City. So it's like I always had like people always knew me. So I had a good experience like growing up like in Pompano. Like that shit was lit. I ain't even gonna lie. I miss the old days better than the days now. I'm grown and I'm like way more turned than I was back then.
Yeah. You're a lot of resources growing up, being able just to have access to things. Like you mentioned, Little League football and things like that. Do you feel like it was an outlet for you to, you know, have fun, be athletic, things of that sort?
Yeah, it was an outlet for me to, like, have fun and, like, shit. Like, I had already knew, like, everybody already, but just growing up. But I ain't gonna lie. Little League football, I quit.
I was about to say, bro, you were raw at football or you were that?
I was straight. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna sit here and make it seem like I was just a dead person. I was straight. But I had quit that shit. That shit was too hot for me. I had done gained too much weight. I had to move up. I'm practicing with niggas way older than me because I'm fat. I got to play with damn Rashard Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, damn. I know I ain't finna start with these motherfuckers. These niggas gained. You talking about some niggas who been good since the league.
Right. You had to have what about Lamar Jackson?
Nah, okay, let me get to that point. When I gained weight, I had to move up. He had just came to the team. You feel me? The pound I was playing for. So it's like when he came, like I was like, I ain't gonna say I was the face, but I was like a factor for that pound. So when he came and I moved up, he was always raw. So he basically just took the whole team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He seemed like that kind of. You remember the nigga back in the day, Lil Lee? That nigga played like every position.
Yeah.
He played
yeah.
quarterback. Sometimes he played wide receiver. He played cornerback, all that shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That nigga been lit since Lil Lee. I can't take that from him. Ain't
I can believe that.
Yeah,
I can believe that.
So you grew up with Kodak. That nigga ain't play football?
Man, Kodak was ass. Kodak played a little basketball. He was kind of he probably was kind of straight in basketball, but football, Kodak was ass.
Damn.
Kodak's always been a good rapper. He ain't gonna lie. He been rapping since elementary. Yeah. I went to elementary school, middle school, and high school. Yeah.
Damn. I was like growing up with that nigga.
I don't know, man, that nigga ain't used to like each other growing up.
For real?
Yeah, cause my hood and his hood were beefing, so. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that what they called it. But when we got older, everybody doing their thing, no pun, no pumping, no, that's when, like, all the differences got settled, like, and it was just like, everybody just, like, cool, like, cordial type shit. Right. But still be, like, animosity, you know, going on and shit.
That's what I like about your video, cause like you and you show like a different perspective of the hood, cause everybody think the hood like everybody just beefing and shit.
Yeah.
For the most part, you would know more than me, but yeah, like from your video perspective, everybody just be out there chilling, laughing, having fun like all day.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. See, though, I like to chill, have fun. Like that always been my MO. Like I play a lot. Like I'm a goofy, playful person, so I be on some vibe, chilling, laughing, playing and shit. So that's what I be trying to show most of the time. Like, you feel me? Even though we in the hood, but you still can have fun.
Right.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, you got to make it look that bad. Like, oh, yeah, man, we in the hood, bro. We in the hood. We can have fun. We can turn up. We can really, like, motivate the hood and boss the hood up type shit.
For sure.
That's what's up. All right, so back to your skits real quick, man. What's, like, some of the celebs that you seen, like, reposting and showing you love?
I ain't gonna lie, the first celeb to repost me, I think it was XXXTentacion, if I'm not mistaken. I know X, because it was X, because X posted me, I remember I had two pages. My main page that I got now is ain't really my main page. That was my backup page for my main page, but my main page got hacked. I had like 35,000 followers. So I'm trying to remember. I had people post me when I had 35,000, but I can't remember what celeb. I don't think there was like no big celeb, but the big celeb that posted me first, that was X. I had made a new page and I was like building my followers up. He got my followers all the way back to 35,000. Then once X posted me, Kodak posted my shit, and then Young Scooter posted me. When Kodak posted me, after that Worldstar went to post me. Then I know Young Chop posted me. Was supposed to be. I know Snoop Dogg posted me before, but he ain't never tagged me. Yeah, he was just like, I ain't gonna lie, I was flaming that Furka. He posted me, he was like, these niggas get Dunky of the Year, Dunky of the Day, some shit like that. Yeah, so it was a Jump My Daddy video. So
yeah,
yeah, it was I done had a couple celebs posting me, so it'd be lit.
Yeah, I feel like that nigga Snoop Dogg, he posted you. That's like,
yeah, Yo Gotti posted me too.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Salute Yo Gotti.
Yeah, I was in one of his artist music videos, and he had posted it, and I was like the cover, like my face was the cover of the
post. Video.
Oh, yeah, so I was like, damn.
I ain't, you be in videos? I don't be seeing you like that.
I slow down on it, but I be in it time for time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last video I think I was in for a bit artist was Kodak. The production team who had recorded the video, they reached out to me. Cause they were trying, if for Usain Boo, they wanted to do like some Florida shit, so they wanted to like get
man, people. He had a whole bunch of folks in that video.
Yeah, so they hit me up. They're like, man, we doing a video for Usain Boo. We were like, we want you to be in there, but I'm like, bitch, y'all waiting days. Y'all got to give me some gas money or something. Yeah, I ain't gonna just come. But I fought y'all, you know. Then they had got me in that group that then I was just in the video. That was the last bit video I was in though.
That's what's up. That's a big video shit. That Usain Boo went crazy.
Yeah, I was the track coach in that motherfucker.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I can't remember if I asked you this or not. Like, do you remember your first viral skit?
I don't know. Then every video, like, the more and more I went, I can't say because I was at this level when I did this skit. That probably hit. And the next level I went, that hit. So it's like, I can't really say what's viral. Yeah. You feel me? No. It ain't no skit, but it was a prank. That was the most viralest though. I did a Jump My Daddy, and it was like I jumped out on the white boy. He had a Confederate flag on his arm.
Yeah, I think y'all like actually had him in the car.
Yeah. I grabbed him, threw him in the car. Vlad TV was talking about that shit on his on this thing. And he posted me. He was supposed to interview me, but he interviewed Lord Farquaad, some shit like something, nigga.
Yeah, you talking about a nigga from Shrek, nigga? Who is that?
Nah, it's Lord. I think Lord Jamar, some shit. I forgot, bro.
I think
Lord
I know who you talking about.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that's that nigga. That's a short nigga from Lord Shrek.
Yeah, man. I was mad at him. I'm like, man, how the fuck you go interview a nigga, ask a nigga about my skit? You put have me on that shit.
Yeah. I never got straight that. Up. I think I seen you on there multiple times. You're like, have you ever seen the skit? He don't mention your name or nothing.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
Show you shit, and I was like, all right.
I think I got DMs with that nigga. Matter of fact,
Man, hit that nigga back, man. Tell him to do the interview, man.
Or you a flame his ass.
Roast valet ass, man.
Do you roast anybody out of retaliation? Like any of the celebs and shit?
Retaliation with what?
Like if they say something negative against your content, or you know what I'm saying? If they
Nah, I ain't never really do that. I don't do retaliation shit. I ain't even lie.
I feel that.
Be giving damn. I just be happy motherfucking
post it and look at it, yeah.
Good shit, bad shit. I be having motherfuckers just tuned in to my shit.
That's some real shit.
Negative or positive comment.
Shit, fuck it, man. Have you ever fought a nigga over a skit?
I did before. It was my neighbor. I did some real shit. He was mad about it because Laura stopped posting it. He said some gay shit. We fought. I kicked his ass, but it is what it is.
I think I seen that fight. Oh, yeah, I did see that fight. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I fought because of that. That shit, I don't know. I ain't really want to fight.
That's crazy because, like, man, you the nigga that do the skits and whatnot. You do the comedy. You can't be the nigga that got knocked out. So that would, like, motivate me more to fight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because if you get knocked out, bro, you can't joke on nobody else.
Yeah, I'm already knowing. That's why I know how to fight, dude. I used to love fight. I used to go to the club and fight. So it's like, but when I got old, I'm like, man, I ain't really on this fighting shit no more. You feel me? So
I seen you spar with, who was that?
I sparred with Erickson Hammer and Bane Williams. Yeah, Bane, that's my boy. He from down here. I think Eric from Palm Beach. Yeah, Hammer and Bane. I sparred both of them boys.
Look like you had a little boxing technique to you.
I tell you, I know how to fight a little bit. I don't really know how to box. I get in that boxing shit, I'd be a threat. Shit, I'd probably go at Logan Paul and knock his ass out.
Yeah, I heard that. Shit, he taking on comedians, so.
Yeah, he can get out there, shit, the money, right?
I heard that. That's shit, what that you bag, know they paying the bag.
Yeah, I know they paying the bag. I get out there and knock his ass out.
You just got to get knocked out.
I ain't getting knocked out. I ain't trying to get knocked out on camera. I'm going to run away before I get knocked out.
I heard that.
I know how to back up out of there.
Nigga be done flipped over the ropes, huh?
What? Tell them, man, I was at it, man.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up.
That's the good shit about the Logan Paul shit, because every time somebody get knocked out, they already got like an excuse. Everybody, like, oh, he took a dive for that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
In reality, a nigga might really be getting knocked out, but you be like, oh, he took a dive. He good.
Straight up.
A little excuse.
Nah, for sure.
But yeah, you 20,000. You know what I'm saying? Pocket that.
Yeah, it's a bunch of, like, IG people, like, doing a little boxing shit now. Ain't nobody ever hit you up yet?
Ain't nobody hit me up.
You might have to start calling folks out, man.
I don't want to call. See, I don't like to do the call out. I mean, I call it out, I get in the ring, and I lose.
Yeah.
And I like, damn, but you done called for ass with me.
Yeah.
You might as well just walk through the hood with some boxing gloves on, do some skits.
Show everybody you got it.
Mm-hmm. I might do that. Might be a YouTube video you playing.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Catch the end. Get out there and box.
Hey, that'll be a good ass skit. Like, you get one of your homies recorded. Like, you just walk around with some boxing gloves on, and you go to a random nigga and just toss him the gloves. And like, let's get it.
Yeah. I just told you, that's a YouTube video right there.
Straight up. You could pop out the trunk or some shit, ready to box.
Nah, for sure. That's something to think about. I'm going to note that. Matter of fact, I'm going to drop that down right now.
Hey, man, talking. Just tag us.
I got y'all for sure.
That's a good ass skit right there, man. But speaking of skits, like, you got any advice to get, like, somebody that's, like, thinking about getting their skits and shit?
I don't know. See, people do different shit. Some skits I see, it be corny to me, but sometimes the corny shit will pop. But my biggest advice shit is, if you go do a skit, just do something relatable. Because 9 times out of 10 do something relatable, it don't matter what, that go always be a skit that's going to still stay viral and be relevant, you feel me?
Right. Yeah.
Like, do some shit like, how niggas be at a cookout, and you make it relatable, and like make it funny, and be real relatable, and you post it, niggas, that'll be like a traditional skit every time like a cookout come up, Thanksgiving some shit come up. So I basically just do like relatable shit.
All right, so for us, man, with the podcast and shit, we do record some podcasts that like just never drop. Do you record any skits that just like never drop or anything?
Nah, I ain't gonna say it never drop, but I might have some skit where it'd be like, that's okay, this good, bitch, I gotta drop this ASAP. The one that I'd be like, that's okay, that shit might just be in my phone. I might post, like, if I don't got no skit ideas to post, or like no content to post, but the ones that I'd be like, I got to drop this, like, when I did the one Baby Alien in the store, yeah. I was like, I got to drop this ASAP. Like, he was on me, like, when you go drop it? But it's like, I'm going to drop this shit. I got to drop this shit ASAP. So when I dropped that shit, just went up. I got certain skits, like, I hold in the clutch just in case I don't got no nothing to post.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how it be.
I feel that.
I got some of it. Sometimes you do so much shit, you forget that you ain't even posted.
Damn. Yeah, that's how it be sometimes for us, too. Like, you either forget you posted or you forget you even made the shit, for real, for real.
Right. And I got my laptop. My laptop, bro, I had this another phone. My other phone, that shit had, I ain't have my shit backed up. And I reset it, and I forgot to back it up. But on my iCloud, I ain't never resetted it. So I probably got, like, a lot of skits and shit on there that I ain't even posting on there. And I ain't even got it fixed. I'm trying to get that bit fixed now and see what I got in there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
probably a bunch of gold sitting.
Yeah, you probably got a bunch of shit, man. And at this point, man, like, you got such a buzz. You could just, like, post just, like, shit just randomly every day and niggas gonna fuck with it pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, for real. That's how I used to be, though. Like, Mondays, like, when I was, like, 2018, when I was taking this serious, like, on the Monday, I'd probably post the You Jump My Daddy. On the Tuesday, I'd post, like, a picture of some shit. Wednesday, I'll post, like, a rank video. Thursday, it depends. But on, like, Fridays and Saturdays, I'll post, like, me just fooling around in the hood type shit.
So you had a strategy, basically?
Yeah, I had a strategy. But now everything changed. Certain shit began reporting and shit. So now it'd be, like, I try to post, like, more skits, like, thinking little skits out there. And I do, like, You Jump My Daddy every here and there. I probably got a couple of You Jump My Daddy videos in my phone. Ain't never post yet.
Yeah.
You Jump My Daddy Tuesdays. Hey, bro, when you did back to the Confederate flag one, I was scared for y'all. I was like, man, I hope you nigga don't get a kidnapping charge.
Well, I was scared too, motherfucker. Hit me up. That's a charge. This and that. But soon I posted that, my page got hacked, like, later on that night.
Damn.
So now, once I'm trying to get my shit back, I can't get it back. The niggas really wanted me to pay $500 to get it back, but I was like, man, I ain't got $500, man. I get you at $300.
Yeah.
So, like, I sent $300, I sent $300. They let me log in. When you log in, you got to use a security code. So I like, what's the security code? They're like, now send $200. Now that you know that, we'll let you get your page back.
That's crazy. Damn.
So I like, man, that's green. I was just saying, I said, man, you know what? Fuck that pay, because it's the principal.
Yeah.
I made a new page. Yeah, everybody report that shit. That shit got deleted. And I just started juicing my page up, my new page back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, a lot of motherfuckers hit me up. So when I did that, I had posted that video. So when I made that page back, I posted that video back on that page, and I seen that it was a lot of blogs, like, just uploading and tagging me. And I just reached out to every last one of them, like, hey, this is my video, tag me. Hey, this is my video, tag me. Yeah. So that shit would give me followers back quick. So after that, motherfucker, like, oh, you piece of shit, I'm getting hate coming. I'm like, damn. Like, what the fuck? They're like, oh, I hope you go to jail. So I'm like, fuck this shit. Let me find out who this damn white boy is.
Yeah.
So I had linked up with him. I guess he was in, like, a shelter or some shit. So I linked up with him. Me and my dog with the boots. We gave him, like, some money and some food and shit like that. But after that, that nigga went again crazy. He went and just kept asking for shit. Like, hey, I need this. Like, then he went, like he putting downs. I'm like, hold on, boy. I get we did a video, but yeah, fuck that. Yeah, like, up. You were storing me now.
Yeah, you lucky. You but, lucky we fed your ass.
Now I'm trying to tell you, I found out he was on drugs or whatever. I don't know what happened to him, though, since. Because that was so long ago.
So y'all just threw bro in the car and y'all ain't knowing for shit.
I ain't knowing for shit. I was trying to be funny, man. I wanted to see what a motherfucker would have did.
Man.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that shit now. Nah, you know, these niggas got switches and shit now. Nah, they go blow your top out doing like that now.
Yeah, nigga, because he had a fucking Confederate flag tattoo. That just was crazy that he just even had that shit.
Well, that was some. Bro. That was the most random video ever. So I'm on some shit like, man, I was doing, like, you know, I'm doing my skits. I'm doing my roasting, but it's like that shit still moving slow. Like, I'm building my shit up, but it's still moving slow. So I'm like, around that time, that's when all the pranks and all that shit were coming about. So I'm like, man, I got to do something, because that when Boom Game had started. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, I got to get on some Boom shit, like, getting people natural reactions. So I'm like, what the fuck can I do? I'm like, I ain't finna steal nobody's shit. Right. It's like I'm copying him. I'm like, man, ain't nobody doing no jump out videos. I'm like, fuck, I'm finna jump out on this. Seeing that boy ass, we was in Walmart parking lot. I just jumped out, grabbed his ass, threw his ass in the car. That shit was funny as fuck.
Bruh.
Nigga, I be watching Roast Me all the time. Every time I watched the episode. I was like, man, why Don Terry ain't on here? And why Randy ain't on this motherfucker? They ain't hit you up yet?
Nah, I don't even know about roasting me. I don't know what that is.
That's that show.
They be like in a classroom setting.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll turn that shit up.
I probably would. Ain't no telling.
Hey, man. Anybody from Roast Me watching this shit right now, get popping a Randy on that motherfucker.
Nah, y'all, for sure.
Man, you would tear niggas up in that shit in the class, bro.
I'm already.
You had that shit turned up.
For sure.
Yeah, check it out, man. We might have to set something up, man. We'll reach out on your behalf.
Might have to send a highlight reel or something, man.
You know what I'm saying?
If the Roast Me people is watching, like, what's some skits that you would recommend them watching? Or just people in general?
Yeah. Just scroll through my page.
Just scroll through.
It go speak
up
for itself.
I heard that.
Pretty much.
I heard that. How important is confidence in the content creation game?
Oh, confidence, you got to have, that got to be on 100, really 150. If you ain't confident in your video, then your video ain't going to hit. To be honest, you got to come in this shit knowing how you finna do it, knowing the layout, knowing like, okay, I did this, but I could have did this a little better. Let me redo it. So.
Right.
That's not a time. Nah, I ain't used to do that. I used to just really just one tape all my shit. But now since I do like skits and I do a lot of chop ups now sometimes, I'd be like, man, I ain't gonna lie, we did this. I like it, it's funny, but we can do this a little better. We can throw this extra in right there to like sauce it up a little bit more. Motherfucker be like, bro, you sure? Bro, I don't think we should redo it. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, let's just redo it. Just trust me. When I posted that shit, like, it be going up. So motherfucker get like what I be saying.
Find a formula.
Yeah, a little formula.
Yeah. Also, I know that sometimes, like, if you post something and that shit don't turn up, you can, like, delete that bit and, like, repost another time.
Mm-hmm.
And that work.
Nah,
I don't know if that'll work for you, but.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. See, me when I post shit, I don't like, if I delete it, I ain't posting it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when I post some shit, I feel like that shit supposed to turn up soon I post it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you got too many followers. Like, I got 229,000 followers. So I post this shit, I supposed to at least have like 30,000 views in probably 15 minutes, really an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an hour. If I get like 30,000 views in an hour, then I'll leave it up. Like, it's a good video right here.
Yeah.
I know before the day over with, it's going to roll over to like 100,000.
All right, so if you don't get it 30,000, you're like, all right, this ass, let me go ahead and delete it.
Yeah, this ass, unless I ain't got shit to post, I'll just leave it up. Cause sometimes that shit will pick up later on.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah.
Cause right. Instagram, man, they got that suggested real shit now.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, Randy, who's some people you trying to work with?
Desi, Drewski, and Adon, that's my boy. I mean, him be talking, I just ain't, we got to think about, we be trying to think about how we go fit both out. Cause him, he a perfectionist. He do his shit. He'll do a skit. It'll take him all day to do that skit. He gonna make sure he perfected it. So me and him just try to think some shit. Me and him can do. Who else? I said Desi, Drewski, Ben Adon, me and Don Terry. We go double team some on some real shit. who else want to do a skit with? I ain't gonna lie, them really the only four right there. I can't think of nobody else. It's more people though. I just can't think of it off the back of my head.
You did one with Kev yet? The dude that be doing the little Haitian voice? I think he out in Orlando.
Oh, Curvo.
Curvo, yeah.
Yeah, I did a couple with him. I think I did like three. I did one where he did the Karen voice. I did a Jump My Dad on it.
Oh, yeah. I seen the Karen voice.
And I did one in the stove. I got the Gatorade.
And he was drinking while you was.
Yeah, while I was still shopping. He came up like, you know, you got to pay for that. That shit went dumb. That was like the first video to blow up on my TikTok. Then I did another one with him. Basically, like how I be on the hood, dude, getting into an altercation with a Karen. So I'm on the park. She eavesdropping on my conversation. Instead of following me around and shit at the park, we just bumped heads and I did a little couple roasts.
Damn, I missed that one. Mm-hmm. That shit just sound funny just off you describing the shit.
Nah, for sure. That bit lit.
I got to see that one, man. But hey, man, you got any more questions for Randy?
Nah, man, hey, I think this was a hell of an interview, you know?
Nah, y'all, that's it.
Hey.
That's all we got.
You got more for us?
Shit, I don't No, we keep talking. That's up to y'all. Y'all
nah, think it's we good, go too much good. Longer. You might try to start roasting us. You know what I'm saying?
I thought about it.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's get it, bro. Uh-oh. Let's end it. Let's you roast both of us. You
handicapped, nah. You handicapped, man.
I'm handicapped. So what y'all trying to do?
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to tell you, like you Afghanistan or something. You got this shit on your head. But you going to bed?
All right.
Like you going to go to sleep or something. You like a little thought.
Hey.
Like you finna have a nightcap. You look sad.
You look like a roasted potato now.
Hey, boy, you like a damn, I don't know what you look like, boy. Like you about to blow a plane up.
Hey, most niggas look like a milk dud when they shave their head.
Yeah.
You look like a milk dud when you get out the bed.
Boy, you like a piece of candy under the bed. You got all that lint and shit on your face, man. You need to shave that shit off your face. You're just trying to cap.
Respect.
Get up, yeah, now.
All right, now you can't grow none. That's why you got them jokes.
I ain't eating up booty like you though. Right. You over there eating all that ass and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like you slid.
I'm the next trick daddy. Captain of the booty gang. Eat a booty gang.
You the next the Esteban. Don't you? Nah, I'm fucking with you.
You ain't got nothing for help?
Oh,
this nigga innocent bystander over there?
Nah, he innocent bystander. I don't really want to do it to him too much. He over there looking like Rod Wave and shit with dread. He look hungry already. I ain't trying to fuck with him. He might swing.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. Yesterday, I was we was on doing man on the street interviews.
Yeah.
This nigga, big husky nigga from Memphis, was trying to hustle me on the street. And I say, all right, why you do this? I'm going to ask you a trick question. What's two things you can't eat for breakfast? That nigga said coochie and shit. You said it's two things. He started thinking about it. That nigga said lunch and dinner. Well, I looked and said, I know you know. That nigga said, man, what? I thought I was gonna get my ass beat.
Shit, Rainy, answer the question. What's two things you can't eat for lunch and dinner? What, I mean,
damn, nigga, you done gave
him.
He gave it already.
That's why I said
I was trying to think that bit too.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
All right, so. What's one word that starts with an E and ends with an E but got one letter in it?
Wait, what?
It starts with an E and it ends with an E, but it's got one letter in it.
Start with an E, end with an E, got one letter in it. Engine.
Damn, that's a good answer, but nah. It's not engine. Because, see, I would have been thinking frantically, like, what the fuck starts and ends with an E?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yesterday, a nigga said, I, like, your eyeball, and bruh, that was genius.
Yeah.
But it's actually an envelope.
One letter.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That was on, if anybody out of state, that was on the FCAT.
Yeah.
That's why Randy felt that shit.
Yeah, that's why I felt that bitch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you, bro. The dog breeding shit. That's crazy you do that shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. See, my old boy, God bless his dad, my old boy used to sell, like, pits and shit. So I always liked to like dogs. So my girl wanted a dog for Christmas, like, 2018. So I got her the dog. But around that time, she was staying with her old boy. I was staying with my old girl. So she couldn't, her old boy wouldn't let her keep it. So I tell her, I was like, man, I'll tell you what, man, I'll just keep the dog at my house for you, whatever. And when they went to getting bigger, you know, I was taking care of more responsibilities. So I'm just like, fuck you, I got the dog and I might as well make money.
Making
out
some money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to breed it.
So you got into that 2018, you say?
Nah, I had got the dog 2018. I ain't really start breeding until probably like, the end of 2019, 2020.
Okay. How long did it take for that to take off for you?
To be honest, I just used my platform. Like, motherfucker, yeah. They want the blind dogs from me.
That shit lucrative?
Somewhat.
I seen a dude out there last night. He had some dogs. He said that bitch be paying good.
Nigga said 10 bands for one.
Yes. The most I sold for one was $8,500.
There you go.
Yeah, so it played good. Right now, it's kind of slow right now because, you know, that pandemic came, everybody got that free cheese and shit. So yeah. Everybody got dogs now.
That money should be gone by now.
Yeah, but motherfuckers still had dogs. It was like bitches selling dogs and shit. So
right.
You know. Ain't really no high demand like that no more. Mm.
Hey shit, just something to keep a hustle going, right?
It's just something we do on the side just in case, like, you know, like with the Instagram shit, I got some weeks where I make money, some weeks I don't make money. So I just tried to do, what you call it, if I can sell a dog for $3,000-$4,000, that'll cover like a month.
Straight up.
Like worth the bills or some shit.
You ever go back to selling mangoes?
Nah, I ain't ever go back to selling mangoes. Oh, you watch the interview right there. Nah, I ain't ever go back to selling mangoes. I did that shit one time when I was a young kid.
Yeah,
pretty
much. You selling mangoes on the highway or some shit?
Nah, I selling mangoes on the, like, on the street of the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
That was up the road. They ain't really have no mango trees up there.
Yeah,
I was thumping them bitches. Anyway.
Yes, sir. Hustlers and ambition, man. I respect it.
Nah, for sure. You got to. Got to know how to hustle.
Yes, sir. Especially Florida boys, you know?
Nah, for real. I ain't even gonna lie. I think only place probably I hustle us, hustle like us. Now, I ain't gonna lie, because, you know, you got New York, you got Atlanta. Atlanta got them water boys and shit. Yeah.
Boy, them scammers something else, man.
Yeah, and then you got Detroit. That's where all the...
Yeah, that's a
car
crackers.
That's a
hustling
city, boy.
Ain't about they got dope boys. No, I ain't know. They all watching the view. BMF, mm-hmm. White Boy Rick. I think it's Maserati on Nick.
A lot
Rick,
of
some
the
shit
dope
like,
came
a lot
out
of dope.
Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of big dope time. Dope boys in Detroit. So, yeah.
Yeah, but we got our fair share of hustlers out here, man.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Henry Mans, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Duval Legend.
Henry Mans.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it in Jacksonville.
Yeah, shit. He built our downtown damn near.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
That nigga lit, man.
Millions in the walls. Like, yeah, he was a legend.
Yeah, that was up. I know Temple, they got the scam queen. I forgot her name.
I know exactly who you talking about, too. Damn, I can't think of her name.
Yeah. She was doing, like, the little, I think she was doing insurance scam or some shit like that.
She was doing some shit. I know she had, like, the Camaro on the 34s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was going crazy.
Yeah. I know when I was in Pumpkinville, we had Chicken Man.
I heard it. Yeah. I be hearing niggas rap about him. I be hearing like Golden Boy and like, I think I heard like Real Boston Richie rap about him. So I don't know if they
rapping about the same Chicken Man though. I don't know. I know Golden Boy called himself Chicken Man.
Yeah, he called himself Chicken Man. But yeah. I think, Golden Boy called himself Chicken Man. But I think Real Boston Richie was talking about he got bread like Chicken Man or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I know we call it, we had Chicken Man. He an older dude. He in the feds right now. I think he get out probably next year, 2024.
Yeah, I think Henry Mann's about to get out.
Yeah, he about to get out, but he got locked up on some dumb shit. That nigga sold to undercover like two years after he got out.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't even think it was that long, honestly. That nigga was fresh out of prison, and he sold to him.
Trying to run it back up. That's he was supposed to have somebody else to sell
exactly.
for him.
Exactly.
You know, you gonna be watched.
Like, boy, the story was just, it was like, nah, you shouldn't have been here.
Yeah, it's like some off shit.
Mm-hmm. Before the mango shit, what was like your first, what was the last job you had before, like, you got, was doing the skits and blew up?
So, to be honest, I only had one job that I worked in. I had one job that I was working, like, consistent. But that was when I was in college. I was working at Auntie Ann.
Okay, slinging them pretzels.
You know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy, but I ain't gonna lie. I was working that shit. I ain't really like this shit, but I wasn't really doing shit at the jobs. I just like fuck this shit.
There ain't nobody eating like, pretzels.
It's like they had a set amount that they wanted to make. I don't want to say that, Conor, if I get in trouble. They had a set amount of money that they wanted to make a day. So once I sell the shit and I make that amount, the rest of the shit I just don't ring it up.
Oh damn!
So I'll probably make it like
you good.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, be alright.
I probably pocketing like over $100 a day. Really like $200.
Yeah.
Some days I walked out that bit one time with like $300-$400. Like fuck that shit.
Nigga, I used to finesse when I worked at radio. I tell mine. I used to finesse Radio Shack. Cause we said, cause they ain't do no good inventory.
Yeah.
So somebody'll come in and like return something.
Yeah.
And then I'll just like look on the shelf and get something. They'll return it. And then, like, I use their receipt, and, like, if they did, like, a cash return, and then return that motherfucker again and get the cash out that shit.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
That's brilliant.
He's finessed their ass.
Yeah. That's how I use a finesse, but I had to stop. Once I started going to college, I was like, bitch, I don't need a job no more.
Straight
up. I was just like, fuck it. And I was like, I hung around niggas who sell dope, so I ain't really was big into it, but I kind of, like, finesse had a little jugs or whatever. Then I stopped doing that shit, too. I had got another job. It was on roofing. I did that shit one day, man. Shout out to all the Spanish people, all the black people, everybody who do that roofing, boy. That shit tough, boy. That shit so hot.
You already black, man.
Know what I'm saying? I went one day, my shit blistered up. And I said, nah, this ain't the work for me. I quit that shit there. Then I tried to did another job while the people we fixing like on the roads, you gotta hold a sign up, tell them to stop going, shit like that.
Yeah.
It was so hot in orientation, I felt the sleet and they like, nah, you can't sleep. Yeah. So I like fucking sitting down, like, man, fuck a job. I just gotta, you know, stay on top of my shit so I can make money.
You ain't make it to the road. You fell asleep during orientation.
I ain't even make it to say you got the job. I was in orientation. I ain't make it to say, okay, you got the job. I know none of that shit. I just straight, it's over.
That like nigga fight. Passed out.
Yeah, so college ain't work out. Construction, you like, yeah, might as well do the skits.
Yeah, I want to, like I say, 2018, I want to juice enough. I mean, one month, I made like $5,000. I'm like, if I stay consistent, I probably made more than that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I just like on that shit there. But when my page kept getting deleted, and like my shit had slowed down, that's when I turned into the dogs. I like, okay, I got the dog. I might as well start selling dogs. Two niggas selling dogs. Around that time, niggas selling dogs that I knew of, niggas selling dogs for like $2,000-$3,000. So I was like, bitch, $2,000-$3,000. I had me straight. 5-6 puppies. That's good enough money right there. Yeah, so I was just like, fuck that shit. I need to start selling dogs.
So you was doing that when your IG got taken down?
No, my IG got taken down. Like, it kept, like, back and forth.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to start doing that, too. I can have just more than one thing to do. Yeah.
Hey, man, when your IG got taken down, you like, damn, man, I'm going to have to work back at Auntie Anne's again.
Nah, that was the last thing. I knew. That was the last resort right there. I ain't going to say I never, but I probably won't really do that. I ain't going to lie, I ain't really got no, I went to jail, but I ain't, like, convicted or nothing. So,
yeah.
Worst case scenario, if certain shit don't work out, I know I can get a good job because, like, you feel me? I can go to BSO, right. Work in the county. It's a lot of shit I can do. So, yeah. I ain't never really too pressed about certain shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But I got a lot of connections. I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you good, man. You going to make it off the skits, man.
Well, nah, for sure.
You're going to make it off this content, man. Fuck that 9-to-5 shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to legal with Nick Cannon. You know, wilding out one
yes,
time.
Yes, sir. Get you an incredible chain.
Nah, for sure.
We were talking about it before recording, man. You gonna do that podcast?
What podcast?
Your podcast.
You talk Randy and doing a podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna start on that shit.
Yeah, man. We're gonna have to make it happen.
Yeah, for sure. I wanna do like full body podcast while I sit around me crack jokes and just talk shit all day. I think that'd be lit.
You know, I'm gonna tap into that shit, man, when it's
drunk. For sure.
Well, shit, man, I think this has been a good ass interview, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you, Randy.
I seen that shit say like 40 something. Like, hold on, we gotta keep talking.
Yeah, yeah.
The longer they watch, the more money y'all can make.
Hey, yes, straight up.
Yeah. Hey. Nah, I fuck with y'all for bringing me on here.
Man, yes, look, we fuck with you for coming out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Creating the content that you do, you know what I mean? Giving us a good laugh. I was rolling all this morning before we came up here, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, nah, that's real, nah, just I like refreshing. To hear that.
Yeah, man.
That let me know I'm doing something good on the motherfucking fuck my shit, so I like to hear that.
Yeah, niggas watch your shit like the Sunday paper, bro.
Yeah, man.
Pull out the phone.
Yeah, one time for Florida, you know?
I ain't gonna lie, you made me go ahead and turn up, because I gotta go ahead and start making some cuts here.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
for sure.
I gotta drop some new shit for the people.
Yeah, man. We need some more jump my daddy videos, man.
Yeah, all hey, that shit. We might have to run outside and see if we can jump somebody real quick.
I don't know about this area. For a lot of them, police ain't gonna play.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Hop on one of them kayaks.
Last thing I need is to get stopped anywhere, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Well, hey, man, Randy, plug all your stuff, man.
And y'all know it's your boy Pumpin' No Randy, man. You want to follow me on Instagram, Pumpin' No_Randy. Follow my backup page, Pumpin' No_Randy_. Follow me on YouTube, Pumpin' No Randy. On TikTok, Pumpin' No Randy. Twitter, I think my Twitter is fucking_Randy. Follow me on Facebook, Pumpin' No Randy. So that's all my social media right there.
Hey, you just search up Pumpin' No Randy and you good money.
Yeah, you'll find something when you search up Pumpin' No Randy. SoundCloud, Pumpin' No Randy. I got like 2 songs on there. I was bullshitting around, but I might drop some more shit.
Yeah, man, y'all be on the lookout for that twerk song.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, man, it's been another episode of Random Acts of Podcast. It's your boy Ampavelli, man. Follow us, everything, REO Podcast, youtube.com/RandomActs of Podcast. Sign up for that Patreon. Get the episodes early. Get the exclusive episode, bonus episodes. Patreon.com/REO Podcast. Once again, salute to the homie Pompano Randy, who just dropped a classic ass episode.
Yes, sir. Got
into the bag, man. When we come back, we'll have to get you back on here, man.
For sure.
Get your brother on here, C Glizzy, man.
Nah, for sure. We can run that.
Yes, sir. With all that said, we out.
Yo.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.